What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to a new bonus podcast series called From Home. My name is Michael Ruhlman. On From Home, I check in with some folks about simple home cooking in an attempt to take us out of our worried minds and into a more pleasant and comforting place. Guests on From Home will be giving us self-recorded updates on what's in their pantry, what they've been cooking, and what they're looking forward to when life gets back to normal. For this episode, our guest is a talented chef and restaurateur based in New York City, has an upcoming podcast, and she's a leading voice for Korean-American food and culture. Ladies and gentlemen, without further delay,
this is From Home with.
This is From Home
with Esther Choi.
My name is Esther Choi. I am the chef and owner of Mock Bar in Miss You in New York City. And I am in quarantine by myself in my apartment in Manhattan.
Choose one easy-to-prepare dish that's become a go-to for you.
What's your go-to recipe?
What have you been cooking?
What have you been cooking during quarantine?
So during this quarantine, one dish that has been really a go-to dish for me, I've been pretty much making it every week. It's making dumplings. I feel that making dumplings for me reminds me of my childhood, and it's really comforting, it's very therapeutic, and it's super fun to do, and also really easy. I feel like people could be a little bit intimidated by making dumplings, but honestly, it's very, very easy to do, and you can essentially fill it with anything that you want. Also, what I've been doing is making my own dumpling skins, and it's actually very easy to do. All you need is 2 cups of flour, 1/2 cup of hot water, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 1 teaspoon of oil. That simple. You bring the dough together, let it rest for an hour, and then what I like to do is put it through my pasta machine, and that really makes it super easy. So you're running it through the pasta machine. You want to get it pretty thin, and what you're going to do is take a ring mold and cut out these circular shapes. And that will be your dumpling skin. And from there, with the filling, you can kind of do whatever you want. I mean, this is a great thing to do because you can kind of use whatever you have in your fridge or your pantry. I usually have some sort of ground meat in my freezer or my fridge. and you can use any kind of ground meat you want. If you don't want to add meat, you don't have to. Whatever vegetables you have in your fridge, you can just chop it up real small and use that for the filling. And honestly, it's super easy and versatile. You can kind of put whatever you want inside the filling. Some fun thing you can do is make some cheeseburger dumplings. All you need is ground beef, some cheddar cheese and onions, and you can fill the dumplings with that. That's delicious. And I also love doing like a pizza dumpling where I'll use Italian sausage and then mix that with some bell peppers, onions, and tomato paste and mozzarella cheese. And I'll make like little pizza dumplings. That's really great. I serve it with marinara. Also, obviously, if you want to just go very traditional, I do pork, tofu, some kimchi, chives, garlic, aromatics you have. Can add that in there and that'll be more of your traditional Asian dumpling. But honestly, this is super fun and I've been doing this every week with whatever I have left over in my fridge and it's been really great.
What's in your cupboard?
Take a look in your cupboards.
What's in your cupboard?
What's in your pantry?
Walk us through what you see. What are you stocked up on?
So I'm looking through my pantry now and of course I have a ton of dried noodles, pasta, a lot of rice, a lot of beans, lots of dried grains. That's always a staple for me just because it has that starch, it's that filler. I also have a ton of Asian spices and ingredients because that's the type of food that I love to eat and I love to cook. I also have a ton of different types of flour. I have like 00, I have Korean wheat flour, I have AP flour, I have rice flour. I have actually 4 different types of rice flour. I do really love to make noodles. I love to bake. So definitely having a lot of flour is very important to me. And also looking at my kind of canned goods, I have a ton of Spam because I love Spam. Every Asian person loves Spam. I have a lot of Spam. I have a lot of canned tuna, canned beans. These are all things that I can make like a quick meal out of. So I love keeping that around. And in my fridge, let's see, definitely have a ton of chili peppers because chili peppers for me, I add it to everything. I need to eat my food very spicy. That's how I love to eat. So I have like literally, I don't even know, like 20 different types of chili ingredients. Like I have fermented chili peppers, I have pickled chili peppers, I have fresh chilies. I have actually like 4 different types of fresh chilies right now. And then I have a ton of hot sauce. And of course for me, I have about 5 different types of kimchi in my fridge because I'm Korean and I am obsessed with kimchi. And we make about like 9 different types at my restaurant. So of course I have to like stock my fridge with kimchi. I think I eat kimchi with every single meal, even if it's not Korean, I still have to have kimchi on the side. So I have to make sure I have a ton of kimchi, which I do right now. Yeah, so that's like my fridge and my freezer. I have like a ton of spices in my freezer. I like to freeze my spices that I use a lot of just so they stay fresh. And also I have a lot of frozen meat just because I knew that, you know, I'm going to be in quarantine. So I have like frozen fish, lots of different types of frozen meat, like ground beef. I have some frozen chicken, bacon, some katsu, and all the good stuff. I also love to freeze bread. It looks like I have a ton of frozen bread in my fridge just because I live alone and I don't eat bread every day, but I always want to have it around just in case. So I do freeze my bread. I have frozen bananas because, I don't know, I want to maybe make banana bread sometime soon, but I realized that these frozen bananas have been in my freezer forever. Also have to have a lot of ice cream. I have about 4 different types of ice cream just because that's like my go-to comfort snack to eat. It just makes me feel better. And I have a ton of frozen stock because I use stock in a lot of things. I love eating soup.
Tell us about the dish you eat when you want to feel comfortable, safe, nostalgic, or taken care of.
What is your ultimate?
Ultimate.
Ultimate.
Ultimate. What is your ultimate comfort food?
And why do you love it so much?
I'd say my ultimate comfort food has to be kimchi jjigae, which is like a kimchi stew. I grew up eating this all the time. It reminds me of my mom. It reminds me of my grandma. I am obsessed with kimchi. It's my favorite thing in the world. And when you eat it in a soup, it just feels so comforting. It reminds me of my childhood. And it's definitely my death row meal. Kimchi jjigae with a little bit of pork in it.
From a food perspective, walk us through what happens when this pandemic is under control.
What do you miss about
restaurants,
waiters,
bartenders,
professional chefs?
What's the first restaurant or bar you'll visit? What will you order? Why?
The first thing I'll do when the pandemic is over is I want to invite all of my friends and family to my cocktail bar, Miss You, and cook like a crazy feast for everyone. And I just want to drink with my friends and hang out, talk to them, and feel the energy of people. I feel like that's what I miss the most. Also, I just like really miss cooking for people. I have three restaurants in New York City, and all three of them have been closed for the past 30 days. And I just really want to get back to work. I just really want to cook in the kitchen again, see people's faces while they eat my food. And that's what I really just crave. I just want to cook on the line and see happy faces. And that's what I really miss the most.
Thanks for that update, Esther. I really appreciate it. People, if you don't want to put some dumpling making into your repertoire, you should. Cheeseburger dumplings, yes, and kimchi. Now is the time to ferment your own. There are tons of online sources for that, and it's super easy. Less easy, Spam. But in Esther's capable hands, I know it's got to be good. When the restaurants are back up and running, check out her restaurants, Mock Bar in the Chelsea Market and in Brooklyn, and her Korean-American gastropub on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, Ms. You. I'll be checking in with different people a few times a week, so please, stick around for more From Home.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.